What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Chasing Daylight Podcast. I'm here, Joe's here, Dan's here, Jeremy's back. Welcome back, Jeremy.
Thank you.
Hey. Kind of ghosted us last week, but
I did.
You know, that shit happens. What are you gonna do?
Yeah.
Hey, special thanks to Scott Russo from Unwritten Law for that intro. I mean, come on. Did that get you hyped up?
Love it.
Also want to thank the Golf Stop. You can see their picture down there in the bottom left corner of your screen. They are right. An indoor TrackMan lounge here in Las Vegas. Well, actually in Henderson, or as Joe loves to hear me say, West Henderson, in the St. Rose corridor, four indoor TrackMan bays, bar, snacks. Great place if you want to enjoy some simulator golf. The heat is coming, boys. The heat is coming. So
it's already here, really. It really
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I mean, it was 94 out in the backyard today. So it was nice coming in the house sweating from just putting.
AC working overtime.
Working
overtime.
Hey, I also want to thank Cyrus and Jenner for popping on last week.
Yeah.
That was a great episode. I hope everybody got a chance to listen to that. Of course, it's always on the podcast on iTunes and Spotify and all that. You can always go back and listen to it again. But incredible insight from their trips. Both of them were at the Masters. Incredible insight to it. I really want to go ever more than ever now after listening to those guys talk about it for an hour and a half. It was an amazing one. So if you haven't listened to that, just go back one episode and listen to that. And then also, since I always do this last minute and interrupt Joe's closing segment, I want to thank everybody that has left some reviews for us lately. We have gotten some, so thank you very much. We really do appreciate it, and believe it or not, you know, everybody always says that. Thank you, the reviews help. They actually do. They do help. It helps iTunes verify what shows people actually enjoy listening to. And then they use that knowledge and promote it to other people who might have the same interests. So it really does help us broaden our audience. We appreciate the likes, the follows, the shares, all that stuff. But if you're not following the podcast and you're listening to it right now, be sure, whatever platform you're listening to it on, Spotify, iTunes, whatever it is, make sure to follow the show. And if you want to leave a review, we really do appreciate it. And also YouTube. I'm really trying to push people to YouTube. We had the contest for the ice cream sandwich, and the winner has ghosted us. So we may. This is what sucks about doing
bots.
Giveaways bots. On YouTube. You can't message the people.
Yeah.
You can't do it. So, you know, I left a comment on their comment. They've never gotten back to me. So.
Must not have two-factor authentication enabled on their account.
So we may be giving this to somebody else. So that is sitting there. And thanks everybody again for tuning in. And I got some sad news. My Miami trip got canceled. Yeah. I had to click that cancel flight button this afternoon.
Did you buy the insurance or what?
It's through JetBlue, so I get the... travel. Circumstances arose to where wasn't going to be able to spend as much time with Roars as we had hoped. So instead of being there and seeing him maybe once or twice versus the whole time I'm there, we just said let's make it happen another time. So
yeah, I guess if you're gonna do a trip
bummed
like that,
about that, I was really
you want to do it correctly.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I was really looking forward to seeing Shell Bay actually and seeing him. You know, I haven't seen him in a long time, and he's doing great now, and so I was really looking forward to spending some time with him and picking his brain. Not only getting my bag figured out, but also on club building, because he is an incredible club builder. And,
very knowledgeable dude. Hey, his Panthers won tonight, though, so that's got to feel good for him.
Yes, he was watching. I know that.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, look at him. Already, I like ice cream. Yes, ice cream sandwich right there. You can, you know, ball marker. So, how you guys doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah,
groovy.
Grooving.
Got some We got some people in the chat. Beautiful golf courses. They're like a weekly staple. Yeah. And I just love it.
Absolutely. Coming out in June. So, yes. We're in Las Vegas. So if you need a drink a beer or have like a Philly cheesesteak sandwich or like eat a good chicken sandwich, whatever the case may be, we're here for you.
Bean and cheese burrito.
Yeah. Bean and cheese. Yeah. How could you forget to bean and cheese?
Yeah, we're highly knowledgeable on being, at least I am, highly knowledgeable on bean and cheese burritos.
Oh, not a weekly annoyance, please.
Not at all.
We love it. So, well, let's get right into Scotty Scheffler.
I mean, who is that? Who?
I mean, what else is left to say?
What do you mean, who?
Who are you talking about?
Scotty Scheffler.
Scotty Scheffler. Who's that guy?
Remind me who that guy is again.
He's a nobody. He just.
I can't believe you were thinking I was serious. But
I was like, "What are you talking? Am I saying it wrong?"
Yeah. If you don't know who he is, you're living under a rock, basically.
Yes. Well, apparently, green and tartan go very well together. The guy's getting more jackets than Al Phillips' cleaners facility. I mean,
I saw. I think it was Trent from Barstool. He's like, "If your tournament gives away an article of clothing, you better watch out."
Yeah.
Scotty's getting it.
He's coming.
Yeah.
Got a whole nother closet just for his jackets.
It's crazy. He's won $15 million in the last 2 months, basically.
Good.
Which is ridiculous.
He hasn't won Memorial yet, right? Because Jack gives away a gold jacket, right? So he got the sweater from the AP.
Gold jacket.
He got the cardigan from the Arnold Palmer.
Yeah.
He got the tartan jacket this weekend. He got the Masters jacket. What other ones give away jackets? Maybe you should look that up, Jeremy. See how many clothing items.
Articles
are there
of clothing, yeah.
Yeah, that can be one.
I don't think there can't be that many more. There's not.
Yeah,
many.
I think just Jack's tournament.
I think Jack and isn't there, I want to think there's a red one for the, is it the Travelers or. Didn't one of the insurance ones that Bubba. I don't know. Anyways, so he's on an absolute tear, just balling out. He's gonna have some time away finally because his kid is getting closer and closer. That's about the only thing that and Mother Nature is about the only thing that's preventing him from just beating everybody on the planet. Is playing out of his mind golf. It was fun to watch, him, and that is that court. Jeremy, you can attest. That course requires a lot of golf skills. You know, there's not a lot of bombing and gouging going on at Harbortown.
No, you got to hit it straight.
Yeah.
I mean, long definitely, but straight is the key.
What did you shoot when you played? I don't even know if we ever asked you that.
I shot 79. That was from the back, not the tour tips, but it was the back tees. But the thing about Harbortown that I was surprised by was the greens were surprisingly flat-ish, but they're tiny. They're super tiny. And if you miss the greens, the rough around the greens is treacherous Bermuda. It's like disgusting to chip out of. But yeah, the greens are actually pretty flat, which is odd.
Did you see what they were hitting into 18?
Yeah.
Driver 3-wood. Some of the guys.
I thought that was a joke when I heard that.
Because Ludwig hit driver 3-wood, and they're like, and Colt Nost was like, "This is disgusting out here, guys."
That hole is nuts too.
Yeah, I could not believe because a lot of the times it's driver wedge for those guys.
Yeah,
they were hitting 5-woods, 3-woods, hybrids into that. And none of them were hitting the green. Hardly anybody was.
Were they all missing to the right? Because the area to the right is actually pretty nice. Pretty easy. Not easy up and down, but that's where you want to hit it.
Anybody that hit an iron, I think Thigala was the only one that hit an iron that hit the green that I saw. Everybody else was coming up short right. Hey, Cliffy's in the house. Mm-hmm. Mr. Memphis. Walking in Memphis. Oh, actually, you were in San Diego today because you played Torrey today, or is that just something you were hosting?
He plays everywhere.
He's all over the place.
He's a world golfer.
So Scotty's on a tear. It's you know, not quite historic because there's a guy named Tiger Woods that went off, you know, a couple of years ago. If everybody's not aware about who that guy is, he's got a long way to go to match what Tiger did. But it's happening.
Well on his way. He's well on his way.
Hey, you know, if not for that second place finish in San Antonio, we'd be talking about what, five in a row.
Well, I saw the thing that it said, like, the points, FedEx Cup points from Scotty to Rory.
Oh.
Like, yeah. it is higher than Rory to, or Tiger. Lower than Rory to Tiger, who's, what, 73rd or 173? Yeah. Something like that. But, like, dude, Scotty's just running away with it, man. Yeah. It's just, like, and if he can stay on this, like, but he's got a long way to go. Like, Tiger held it down for so long. Like, but Scotty is on a tear, man, and I think dad life will change him. I mean from everything that he's ever said in like a interview recently, like I don't think he's gonna care as much about golf anymore. He seems like a big time family man, so we'll see. But that's gonna be interesting because like golf changes when you become a dad, like 100%.
Oh, yeah. Boyd chiming in. Any correlation to Liv guys not being there consistently? Thoughts? They were there at Augusta.
I mean, yeah. But the thing is, John Rahm and him went at it in multiple tournaments.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I, you know, Rahm doesn't go to Liv. Cam Smith doesn't go to Liv.
I think the correlation is that the people on Liv, I mean, they don't face it enough. They don't play it enough. They're not grinding enough. Like, yeah, they practice and they played the live tournaments, but like it's different. Like Brooks has that mentality where like it's a major, like I want to whoop your face in. So I think it's just different. And maybe Rahm doesn't have it. I don't know, but Rahm did not show up at the Masters. So and he hadn't played well on live. But if you're not in the grind, like and playing four times every 2 months or whatever the case may be, like. It's a different animal. It's a different beast. And yeah, they're good enough. Like the live players are good enough, but they're not like honing it like the PGA Tour players are.
I think there is something to be said for playing the Arnold Palmer, playing the players, even playing in San Antonio, because a lot of guys use that as a prep course. And then playing Augusta, there's something to grinding those early tournaments before the major. And it's not, you know, Resort Course Doral, Las Vegas Country Club.
Yeah, different. Very different. The
Punta Cana, all the resort courses that they're playing. Hey, no, Orange County Nationals on their list of courses, though. You know, it's not exactly they're playing some difficult courses. I don't think the live product is meant to be a 3-under win. You know, it's meant to get to 15-under, 16-under for a 3-day tournament. Scoring, lights out, crowd, excitement, birdies, you know, party hole. Different atmosphere.
It's interesting. I mean, like, I just don't think that they butter their chops as much as they used to, if you will. You know. It's just they're great golfers, and if they buttered their chops a little more, I don't know where I'm coming up with the saying, but it just came out of me. Like if they buttered their chops a little more, maybe they would be better competition. I don't know.
They jellied their bread.
They took shoeies in Australia and maybe the toe fungus fucked with their head. I don't know.
The toe fungus.
Good Lord.
they're taking shoeies in Adelaide.
I get it.
Yeah.
Hey, so going back to the tournaments with clothing as a trophy, part of the trophy. So you, of course, got the red cardigan at Arnold Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the green jacket, which we all know about. The Scottish Royal Tartan plaid jacket from the Charles Schwab Colonial. And then we have another tartan jacket at the Heritage, which we just saw. And then I didn't know this, but the Waste Management, the Thunderbirds, which is a charitable organization,
gives
a blue blazer.
That's right.
I didn't even realize that, but yeah.
I don't think they, like, broadcast that.
No, I've seen Ricky wearing that thing.
Really? Yeah, they got a picture of Brooks wearing it from
2021. Yeah, because I remember Ricky was wearing the orange and it clashed pretty bad. Yeah. So it's at 5 different ones? All right, and he's got the Palmer, Masters, the Tartan. So he just needs... Oh, he's got Waste Management too, because he's won that, right?
Yep.
We need to start a Vegas golf tournament, a Vegas Golf Network tournament where we give away article clothing, and then maybe Scotty will show up. You know,
Scotty will come play with us. So he just needs the memorial.
The Shriners will get the Shriners will give him one of those fez.
Yeah, the fez hat. Yeah.
The memorial, and he'll complete the Grand Slam of jackets.
Yeah.
Has Tiger won? He's had one at Harbor Town, right?
I don't think he has. He didn't play there very often.
That was after the Masters, yeah. So he probably wasn't playing. Ooh, a satin casino jacket. There we go.
I like that. Ooh. I like that.
With a Boulder Station logo on it. The Joker's wild.
Unknown stains.
Stardust.
There we go, Joe. That's what we'll have to do. We'll have to check the vintage clothing stores here in town and find a player's card giveaway for like Golden Nugget or the Mint.
No. We'll go to Goodwill. We'll get like a burgundy Westward Ho satin fucking jacket.
Line it with some turf.
Yeah. Westward Ho.
Okay, so was that an outfit they put on Billy Ho when he got his trophy? I don't know. It definitely didn't look like something that he was wearing, you know, for the event. So maybe.
Yeah.
It looks like a surfing shirt or something that they put on him. It was odd.
Maybe they don't mention alternate events in the consideration.
Yeah, it's not worthy anymore.
Maybe not. Like, yeah. Like they put a poncho on it, like Punta Corrales, you know?
Oh, yeah. A robe from the DI. That would be epic.
Gonna have to hunt one of those down. That might be worth the money.
Yeah. All right. How about Kelly Norda? Winning her
Kelly Norda
winning her fifth event, or what, how many is that in a row for Nelly? Is that
five
in a row for Nelly? And Jim Nance calls her Kelly Norda. Jimmy just setting the women's progress movement. Caitlin Clark goes out there and gets a $28 million contract from Nike, blowing up the women's game. Nelly Korda wins 5 tournaments in a row, and he calls her Kelly Norda. I know it was a slip of the tongue, but come on, man. You're Jim Nance.
And just one of those is the major, right? The one that she just won.
Yeah.
Jim Nance is slipping, bro. Like,
he's aging, man.
He's losing it. He's losing it.
He doesn't sound as he's not comforting as he used to.
What was the Masters called, Joe?
Man, what was
it? Remember?
Man, the Stardom Confirmed or something.
Stardom Confirmed or something like that. Yeah,
Stardom Confirmed. Like, and now you're calling Nelly Korda Kelly Norda.
Kelly
Norda. He didn't say Norda, did he? Did he say Kelly Korda, or did he say Nelly?
Kelly Norda.
Kelly Norda.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, it was. I was like, I was watching it and I was like,
so he flipped.
Did I just hear that? Right?
He's losing it, man. He's losing it.
It happens, but
I get it. Pebble.
Yeah.
I get it. It's very hard to do that job, like to be on all the time, but it's been many slip ups in like 2 big moments. Well, he didn't call the Chevron, right? He didn't call that, but like,
no, he was talking about it because Scotty was about to win like his fourth, and
like maybe he's worried about the Knights winning the Stanley Cup, and maybe that might be like he might be like trying to get in the NHL announcing, you know.
Oh, could you imagine? Those NHL announcers, man, they're on it.
They're on it.
They got Jim Nance could not
do that job. He could not do that job.
He could not at all.
For the ages.
It was after the long rain delay. I wonder if he had a few drinks down. Or was it? Yeah, maybe a couple.
Yeah,
that's
he's slipping up, man. He's not the same. He really is not the same currently. I didn't even like the Tiger call, the return to glory. I didn't like that much. Like it worked. but I didn't like it as much as I wanted to. You know what I'm saying?
I think they need to just come naturally instead of forced.
Right.
You know, we had that shit written down.
I was talking to someone. They were like, yeah, he's forcing it too much. Like, he's thinking about it way too hard. So that could be it.
He's coming natural.
I mean, it goes down to me in Masters history. That's the worst call ever for his stardom confirmed.
Stardom confirmed.
That's the worst. It's the worst.
Oh, what did I text after he won too? Because he had another gem. Let's see, what was it? The run continues.
Yeah.
The run continues.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like you ate some bad shellfish.
Yeah. His runs continue.
Still got the runs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Like, well, congratulations to Nelly for her fifth win. She's going to be, you know, all over the news. Her next event, of course. I thought Morikawa was due. Yeah, you have Scotty plays in Olsen, doesn't play in Olsen, going on a tear. Nelly plays in Olsen. Doesn't play in Olsen, gone on a tear. Morikawa played in Olsen, didn't play in Olsen, played in Olsen, didn't play in Olsen. It's
Olsen might be a training aid.
But did you see the one he made for Fleetwood?
I didn't see that one.
Yeah. It's got the yes.
Oh yeah. I thought that was Fitzpatrick's putter when I first saw it.
Well, he plays the Betty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
they made one for him too.
Yeah. Yes Putters had the patent on that C groove milling. And then when it expired, Bettinardi picked it up. And what?
That's my training putter.
Your Olsen.
And it's an Olsen. Yeah. That's my Olsen right there.
I was training with mine today.
Yeah. It's my training putter in the den.
Training putter.
Because my other putter's downstairs, my strokes gain shout out roars downstairs. So I don't walk downstairs to get my putter to train. I use my Olsen.
Hey, it still have the LAGP in it?
No, it's the Polar BGT.
Oh, okay. All right. Who is Olsen? Oh, Logan Olsen. He makes putters.
Sick putters.
Yeah.
Really beautiful. Really. I mean, he's a very, very talented young man. Logan
Incredible
Olsen.
Incredible machinist. Machine man himself.
Oh, no. Does it, I mean, are we going to this early, Joe? Or where's it at? Oh, my goodness. I'm killing it with this right now.
Well,
there it is.
Oh, welcome. No. I didn't drink any whiskey.
You're kind of stumbling a little early, Schmore.
I got another unopened beer here. I'm ready to talk. Let's go.
Aaron, check out his page, Olsen. I don't know if it's MTG is what it used to be, but check out his page. Incredible putters.
Works of art.
Since he started, he makes incredible stuff, and TaylorMade actually bought him, and he's been making putters for all their tour staffers. Nelly rolled one, Scotty, Morikawa. So, yeah, good stuff from him. But once they use them, they don't putt very well, and they go back to the old stuff and then light it up. So it's kind of a little glitch on his thing right now. So next up, Dan and I checked this place out. Pop Stroke Vegas is now open. And Dan, I'm gonna throw it to you and let you tell everybody what you thought of the place, since we were both there and I could go on forever.
No, it was sick. It's for those of you who don't know, it's down in Town Square, and it's literally right next to the Fry's in the parking lot. But the building itself is it's new, it's modern. When you walk in, you got the little check-in station on the left, ice cream bar or ice cream station or whatever you want to call it there on the left side. And when you walk in, you can see all the courses like right from the entrance. So it's pretty cool once you walk in.
Very
and they got another
concept.
Restaurant. Yeah, exactly. They got like a restaurant bar on the right-hand side, two levels. We didn't get to see the upper level because it was We didn't have the proper colored wristbands, I guess.
Whoa.
But
we were racially profiled.
But no, it was sick. Two courses, blue and a black. I think the black was the less difficult of the two. Mm-hmm. Supposedly it's more like family friendly and ADA friendly. And then the blue is just ridiculous. Like,
wow.
It's like miniature golf holes without all the, you know, without all the characters and clowns and windmills and stuff. Some of these hills and undulations are crazy, but it was fun. It's a good time. Matt and I had a good time. We ran into Julian and Kat out there. Jacob was out there, so it was good to see him. A couple of friends of mine were there. Found another girl I used to work with at Bears Best. She's working out there too. So it was great. It was a fun time, and it was good to see some faces.
Yeah, we ran into Shay and her guy there.
Yeah, Shay and her boyfriend. Yeah.
AP, the coach of the Raiders, was there for a minute.
That's right.
Saw him. There was, we believe it could have been some Raider players or some other guys there.
Yeah, I didn't recognize him, but
the coach came right up to him, gave him a little bro hug, and we were sitting in the restaurant. Food, really good.
Yeah,
it was filled good. A plate of nachos in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, the nachos were killer.
They were really good. Yeah. Not high end buffet or what do you call it? Banquet food, Joe.
Yeah,
that's definitely not high end banquet food. It's in the back there being made kitchen. You could tell
the chicken. I had one of the Korean beef tacos. Those were good too.
Mm-hmm. There's bars everywhere. There's a bar in the middle of the two courses. There's a bar in the restaurant. There's a bar when you walk in you can like pay for your rounds and get a drink right there. Like Dan said, the ice cream. I didn't even realize there was an ice cream spot there.
Yeah,
I thought the people were getting the ice cream from the restaurant.
They do that like all of them.
Yeah, there's like a Baskin Robbins in there.
Yeah.
They had misters on the course, which was, it's going to be awesome come summertime.
Misters and fans, yeah.
Yeah. And
you can order on the course too. Like, don't bring out your drinks and stuff to you. So,
yeah, they got QR codes that you can scan. People walking around, waitresses walking around. I mean, it is done very well. Joe, you've been to the one in Orlando, right?
I have, yeah. Yeah. Sounds very similar.
How was it? Was it packed when you went?
Dude, when we went to Orlando, I mean, it was like me, Katie, and Theo, and it was slammed. Like, it was like I would put in an order for a beer on the phone, on my phone, and I wouldn't get it for 2-3 holes. There was just like too many people, like, and that's my main concern is like, because it's not built for a lot of people. If there's a lot of people out there, you're going to be waiting on holes, right? So it's like, being so close to the strip, we this is something we don't know. Like, we've never seen anything like this in Vegas, like besides maybe Scandia, but that's long time ago, and it's not even the same thing.
No.
But it's like there's not a lot of room between holes, so I'm really curious. We might be going Friday night to see what it's like, but it's if you can stand the wait between holes when it is busy. Like, it's so much fun. Like, when we took Theo out in Orlando, I mean, he wanted to play, you know? So it's like, nope, you gotta wait. So
yeah, we had a couple of those around us.
It's a great place. And it's something that Vegas has been missing for a long time. Like, this is the true miniature golf spot that Vegas is going to have. Like, we have indoor spots that are black lit, but it's not the same. So I'm so excited that it's here. I wish they had season passes because I'd probably buy one.
Instantly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I would take Theo all the time. We all need the time.
The Sunday red card that gets you.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
it's
awesome.
Also, too, if you don't want to go out there and putt, it's a fun hang. They got ping pong tables, foosball, cornhole. So there's a lot of stuff to do there.
There's TVs everywhere. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a big LED screen. Yeah.
Yeah, a playground for the kids if you want to kids. Go hang out in the playground while we go putt.
Adam asked how many holes. So there's two courses, two 18-hole courses, correct?
Yes.
Yep.
Blue and black. And there's the cost that I think I've seen is $35 and you can play all day. Both courses you could play all day, pay $35, you can hang out there open to close and play all day. If you want to play like one course, I believe it's like $20 to $25 if I'm not mistaken.
We didn't, so I did a poor job on that.
Yeah, but
we'll get all the info and share it to make sure everybody knows. I'll get with Jake and have him shoot me over a screenshot of the menu.
But if you have all day open, like $35 to like play mini golf all day on two separate courses, like I think that's what it is, $35, and you can just do it all day.
Yeah.
So like I think that's a good deal. But if you want to play once, it's like $20 or $25 if I'm not mistaken, and we'll get you the numbers. But the all day pass is definitely worth it.
So it looks like it's gonna be a minimum $35 entry for the King of the Green that we host there.
yeah, minimum. Yep.
But I mean, but you know, the $35, everybody can play as much as they want. We can bring, you know, 40 people again and set up shop, because
it's a fun spot.
It's a fun spot. The blue course, like Dan was saying, it is ridiculously difficult.
Yeah. I think they messed up on that though. The hard one should be black, like just based on Beth Page black. Like,
well, it's Tiger Woods. It's not.
Well, Tiger won Beth Page black.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, black should be the hard one. Black diamond, you know, skiing. Mm-hmm. I think they messed up there, but that's we'll not see. For me to decide. But
yeah, I mean, it is crazy hard. I posted that video and I was like overly excited about Dan almost making a hole in one, and I'm sure some people as they saw it like, why the hell is he so excited? You have no idea. We didn't sniff the cup at all. The very first putt we took on the black course, which was the easier one, it almost went in. I'm like, oh great. And then we didn't sniff it again until Dan's putt on that hole, because it is not easy. You do not go there thinking once. On some holes you can, but I had the scorecards in the other house.
Although par threes. Although a 7-year-old woman in our group that happened to play with us got one.
Yeah, we met up with the owners of Town Square. They got invited. And so we played, we started and played like four holes, and it got backed up and they were behind us, and we just had them join us. And so we chatted with them for a while. And his wife hit one off into a hill and it rolled down and dropped. It's the only ace we saw.
Yeah.
It's cool. Also, they do like putting contests out there, like leagues. Like, so I'm excited for what they're going to bring to the Vegas Valley. Like, excited for it. I love it.
It's another golfertainment facility. You know, we've got Top Golf, we've got Atomic Golf now.
I'd rather go to Pop Stroke than Top Golf or Atomic Golf.
We got Five Iron. There's indoor trackman places popping up all over the place. We got the adult themed indoor 2-story one coming to Mandalay Bay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's coming. Yeah.
That's going to be interesting to see what that's all about. But more golfertainment venues are popping up in this town all the time. So
I think it's all based on like the boom of golf, and it's like, it's changing the landscape. Like for Vegas to have like a golf specific golfertainment spot in Mandalay Bay is massive. Like that's huge.
Well, I bet they're kicking themselves that Nike store that they had in there, you know, years ago is gone now, because I mean, now that place would be killing it.
Yeah,
but I mean, Nike's not as big as it was back then, so
I forgot about the Mandalay Bay one. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's another one coming. Well, you know, this town is growing like crazy. You know, we're almost 3.5 million people now. We got pro sports teams, crazy. You got 2-time WNBA champs, Stanley Cup champs.
Yeah.
Baseball's coming. Football's here. Basketball's just around the corner. All the minor league sports teams you can think of. I mean, it's a town where there is a ton of entertainment now outside
of
the
game. Pretty wild, man. It's wild. Yeah.
And the gaming is still crazy. I mean, new places popping up every now and then as well.
Yeah, I was at Vaughn's today, and like I put money into a machine, and the girl was like, nope, someone's playing this. Oh, sorry. What do I do now? She has $1.75 in this machine, and she went through her ATM. Sorry. What do I do?
Leave a five. Here's a five.
Yeah.
I always wondered who played the game, the machines at the grocery store.
Oh, well, back now in the day, back in the day when you get paid with cash, because, you know, everybody had cash, not cards. You know, you get your change, you drop in the machine on the way out. I mean, I more than once supplied beer for the evening for everybody because I hit four of a kind as I was dumping my change in as I was leaving. So,
yeah, I don't do it. I don't do it all the time. But like sometimes I'm like, hey, I got a little extra time, or like I'm feeling it. Go grab a 20 out and just play it real quick.
I love seeing the full shopping
every one
cart.
Of them were taken. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I love seeing the full shopping cart and there's 600 credits in the machine. They're like, how long just, has that food been sitting there?
Just milks in there. Just like fucking.
The kids are in the shopping cart waiting.
Ice cream is a milkshake now. Just dripping.
Ma'am, I think your milk is curdling.
You need to go home.
Been here too long.
Your husband is calling, wanting to know where dinner is.
I'm just defrosting my Marie Callender's apple pie so it cooks quicker in the oven.
All right. So, hey, check out Popstroke. It's a fantastic place. Bring your kids if you got them. I know Jeremy's going to be there with his boys. Oh, Joe's going for sure. With Theo for sure. Hey, my kids won't. Well, you know, Brooklyn might go.
How is it to maneuver like a stroller around there?
That's what the black course is for. It's okay. ADA. It's ADA friendly, so there's no steps. Everything is flat between the holes that a stroller or a wheelchair or a walker could get through. So,
okay, we might go Friday night. So, as a fam, so Quinn's not walking yet, so we have to do the black one then.
Yeah, I said to Dan, I go, if we would have played the blue first and then went to black, we probably would have lit the black course up because it is so much less challenging. It's not easy. It's just not as, it doesn't make you think as much.
And I saw you guys were like little geeks out there, right? You guys brought your own putters.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
No, yeah, that's what I was going to ask you about.
Putt facility.
Come on, bro.
Okay, so are you going to bring your own putter again? Like if you're going out there for like a family night, you're bringing your own putter?
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, bro, you don't want to hit the house putter.
No. It is Julian compliant, though.
It'll make it worse.
Yeah, it's like a bullseye. I get it, but.
A modern
it's like bullseye. It's like a heel-shafted bullseye.
Yeah.
That you can swing both ways
with no offset. It's just
no. I've used it. I know.
A little block of cheese.
It's like a Saxon Parente putter.
It's like a slice of brie. It's like a slice.
Yeah.
Of brie.
Yeah. It's like a Cuban chair.
Yeah.
Bring your putter. I don't care. I had there. I don't. Did you see anybody else with their own putter, Dan? I think there may have been one guy.
You were the only nerds there. Yeah.
I don't care. I will bring my putter either. Every time.
I'm bringing my putter all the time.
And you guys bring your bag to the Top Golf too?
No.
No, I haven't done that.
I did one time. I'm trying to. And then after I hit the balls, I'm like, I'm never doing that again.
Yeah.
Would much rather damage their shit than mine. Even a face on a.
You might have Jeremy's face right now. Is Jeremy screen frozen?
Yeah.
we're boring him to death.
Welcome to the show, Whiskey Jeremy.
It's Whiskey Jeremy. Oh, there he is. Hey.
Oh, yeah, he's pissed now.
Oh no. He said, "I'm out." Oh, that is hilarious. Jeremy will be back in a few moments. Oh, that was too
funny.
Get
more whiskey.
All right. Roll. So again, check out Popstroke. It's worth it. Definitely, definitely. So the VGN was out at Mountain Falls over the weekend. And I want to give a little prop to the. Oh, he's back.
Sorry, the hamster stopped pedaling the modem. I had to go kick it in gear.
Your face was like frozen.
I was not happy.
Yeah.
You'll have to listen to that back. That was funny. All right. So let's see. I was telling everybody the VGN, Jeremy wasn't there, but the VGN just took place out at Mountain Falls. Thank you everybody for being very patient with me as I was putting in scores. I did get a little snippy with a few people, and I did apologize to them afterwards. It was a little chaotic there for a moment. It was hilarious. I had no internet connection. I couldn't get into their Wi-Fi. My dumbass laptop with its security stuff wouldn't let me access their free Wi-Fi. The waitress was giving me a bad password. I got people trying to hand scorecards. And Julian says, hey, why don't you hop on my hotspot? I'm like, okay, boom. So I hop on his hotspot. It's working. I get the Diamonds division done. I go outside, take a picture of Big Matt. I come back. Julian's gone. Him and Trey and Kat left. And I'm like, need your hotspot? So I had to start all over again with trying to get into the Wi-Fi. It was a disaster. But eventually everything started working and we got it all put away. So thank you everybody for that. Jeremy, don't ever do that to me again. Here's our winners from the event. Big Matt Nolasco went back to back. Kyle Shane won the Spades division. Richard Redrop won the Hearts division for his first VGN win. I think that was Kyle's first VGN win as well. And Brian Warner, who's been with us for a while.
Yeah.
He got the W, Mr. Second Place. He has got second place so many times. So it was nice to see him finally get the W. But that wasn't the big news of the day. The big news of the day was this guy right here. Brad Mark on hole number 8 hits the very first hole in one in the VGN history. 155 yard 7-iron, and rumor is he never even saw it go in the hole. So,
yeah,
there's that. Get out of here, Nat. Don't hit the monitor. it's that time of year. The bugs are everywhere. Scorpions too. Everybody, Vegas right now, scorpions, yep. Look out. They are everywhere. As in the backyard chipping and during the, you know, they're nocturnal animals. They don't come out during the daytime. And I'm chipping and one crawled out from underneath the chipping mat. I mean, it was a good one. And I'm like, he was not liking that. scorpions are not, they don't do well against blowtorches. So
yeah.
Quick way to get rid of them. So get your black lights, get your aquarium tweezers, and watch yourself, because scorpions are out. A little public service announcement. Anyways, back to VGN and Mountain Falls. This was our third event of the season. We had 65 guys out there. Record amount of withdrawals for this one. We had 9 people WD from it. And what's funny, Dan? What do you got?
Nothing. Sorry, I got a text.
Okay. 9 people WD'd, a couple injuries. I'm sure a couple people were like, fuck it, I'm not going to Pahrump. But it was an elevated points event because it's a travel event, 300 points. So some people made up some room in the standings, improved their ranking. And next up, we've got the major. So we go 300 point event to a 500 point event. The final person paid their final spot today at Mountain Falls. 3 people missed out that signed up. So I'm sorry, but all we could get is 72. Have 72 paid. So those guys are now on the wait list. And then we got a quick turnaround. I didn't realize how many every 2-week tournaments we have going on here. But we got, we just had one this last weekend. Not this coming up, but the following weekend is Reflection Bay. 2 weeks after that is Aliante. 2 weeks after that is Falcon Ridge. So I opened up Falcon Ridge today. I think we already have 40 people committed to that. We only have 60 spots. So there's only 20 spots left for that one. Aliante is almost full. I mean, we're having a great year. Great year for the VGN. Everybody's really excited. Nothing but great things that I've heard from everybody. I'm really happy with how everything's going. Aside from my golf game, because it is just dumpster fire right now.
Yeah,
same.
I would agree with your assessment of your golf game.
Thank you, Joe. Mr. 73, 77, 77. My game is absolute dumpster fire right now, and it is like being fed cardboard because the heat is not dissipating by any means whatsoever. So I was hoping a little Florida trip to decompress, get some insights from an industry leader when it comes to fitting and swing evaluations.
I was very surprised, like from my like first or second shot this past weekend, I was like, the ball is flying further today. Did you not notice that, or
no?
I kind of did, because there was a couple of holes where I took the same club as Julian and I hit it past him.
Yeah,
like on one of the par threes, he hit a 5 iron, and he was like pin high. I hit a 5 iron, and I was 15 yards over the green. So
yeah,
nice. It was. I noticed that. I noticed that too.
Yeah, I think that was some of, like, for me, like, I think to quickly adapt, like, I was like, oh, I saw it quickly, you know, and sometimes it takes a while to notice that. And I was just like, oh, the ball is flying further today. So I just adapted to that. I was like, okay, like, we're in summer temps now, like, the ball's going to fly summer numbers almost. So I think that helped me a little bit. But, you know, because we've been in colder weather recently, and, you know, it was pretty drastic. Like, we were playing in like 90 degree weather, which we haven't seen in a while. But I was like seriously,
I mean, didn't get that hot until late in the day, because I know hours, it was pretty cool.
No, I know that. But I also saw some of my playing partners like, oh, that went far. And it just kind of clicked with me. I was like, oh, the ball's flying a little further today. So I'm glad I noticed that as quick as I did, because if you're not like in tune with that, like, you're not gonna like recognize that. And it might take you 9-10 holes. But yeah, I saw it quickly.
My mind was like, wow, that really flew over that house. Really? Yeah. That was deep.
Like, man, deep. I feel bad it's about breaking today. That window.
I was more afraid of breaking the car window in the front of the lot of that house. The
driveway.
Yeah. Here's
You were on one.
Five fairways, six greens. Haven't hit more greens than fairways in, I don't think, ever. 36 putts, 3 3 jacks, and a 4 putt. Yeah.
Which hole did you 4 putt?
The par three, the first par three. Was that number
six, over the water?
Five? Yeah. Yeah. Hit a beautiful 6 iron to pin high. It was just on the wrong side of the green.
I will say that pin was cut in a really fucked up spot.
Yeah, it was.
At the top of the hill right there. Yeah. Yeah. I could see how it would be difficult to 2 putt there for sure.
I had a 40 foot putt that was uphill for 3/4 of the way and then downhill the last 10 feet. And I thought I crushed it, and it didn't make it halfway up the hill. So then the next putt, I still have to get to the top of the hill and then go down, and it rolls past 10 feet, and then I miss the comebacker. So, yeah.
I will say, I think Mountain Falls makes a fantastic, like, tournament venue, or, like, you know, because that 12, 13, 14 stretch is, I walk up to that, and I'm like, I want to get through this in even par, at least, like, or plus one, like, because it can eat you up, man.
I would have loved to have gone through there at even par.
I thankfully I went through it even par, and that was I think 15 was our last hole, and I felt like I was in the running, and I was like, we stepped up 12, and I was like, I was nervous, because I know how many times I fucked that tee shot up, you know, like, I know how many times I pulled it to the left, and it's tough. And 13, like, going, like, you either go for it, hit driver, go over that water, or you hit like a little 220 yard shot and try and hit the fairway. And then that par three is detrimental. Like, it's all carry. So, I think it's like you know, the toothless amen corner, like, it's the bathtub crapshoot, you know.
I parred the number 11, the par 5. I doubled number 12, and then I doubled number 13, and then I tripled 14 because I put 2 in the water, and I birdied 15. So yeah, just terrible, terrible stretch.
I got an 8 on 13.
Wow. Yeah.
Ouch.
I missed a 3-foot birdie putt on 12 or 11. What was a par 5?
11.
And then I missed a 3-foot birdie putt there, and then I quad the next hole, and then I bogeyed the par three.
Well, speaking of that, so Dan, like you haven't been playing a lot of golf. So how are you feeling currently? Like
I was feeling fine.
You're a fantastic golfer, right? Like you're a really good golfer, and you haven't been playing lately. So like,
yeah, I've been playing like shit lately.
What's going on?
I don't know. Just suck. So online, there's no excuses to it. It just, I wish I could say all I need to do is, you know, practice and shit like that, but I got a lot of negative thoughts going through right now, and my swing I know is off, and it's just compounding. So eventually it'll just, you know, swing through it. I'll be ready for Bandon for sure.
Hell yeah.
Actually, I got to get ready for Michigan for Trey and I, cause we're playing for some money up there too. So
yeah, true that.
Give that a month. We'll be good to go. Hopefully this weekend I'll see some good swings and you know, I'll get to see my boys play and probably
get back up.
Yeah, and I think Michael Block will be there, so get to see some good swings, some proper golf, and hopefully, you know, get inspired.
Nice.
Yeah.
I know you're not going to be there Friday because we asked you if you wanted to go to Laughlin with us, but what day are you bouncing out?
I leave Friday morning. The tournament there starts Sunday. So go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So I'll be gone from Friday this week to Thursday of next week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Be a good 6 days. Long time.
Who are you on the bag for?
My lifelong friend, Mike Mendoza. He is the, I'm not sure if he's a head pro or an assistant pro, but he works out of South Hills Country Club in West Covina, California.
Nice.
I've known the guy since we were like five.
What is it for again? It's for the PGA.
It's for that professional golfers club championship, like all the head pros and assistant pros. They qualified for this tournament. And
PGA of America tourney.
Yeah, the PGA of America tourney. And I think the top 20 or top 25 or something like that go to the PGA championship.
Yeah.
PGA championship. So
let's go.
Yeah. So we're hoping to have a good week. And he already told me that if, you know, we qualify for that, we're going to Valhalla. So
sick.
Yeah, that would be awesome to go up there.
Hell yeah.
That'd be sick.
Wow.
Right on. Well, good for that.
Love it.
Yeah.
All right. Last order of business that I can think of, unless you guys want to get into how shitty my golf game's going, but the PGA Tour.
Thank you.
No bad thoughts.
No, I don't have bad thoughts. I just have bad strokes.
I think it's bad thoughts.
Mostly. No, it's not bad thoughts. I'm completely happy with my mental state right now. I'm just
You're happy with your golf game?
No, I said I'm happy with my mental state. There's a difference. Not happy with the performance. I am very happy with where my head is at. I am not happy with what's happening on the golf course. Mm-hmm. And that's probably has something to do with this, but
yeah,
this so isn't, bad. I'm not spinning out of control, like searching for anything. I just, you know, it was a bad round of golf. It happens. Very soul golfer of me, Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, am I not allowed to be a soul golfer now?
No, you know, you're fine, man. You like golf. You love golf. That's you're a soul golfer. You love golf, right? Do you love golf or do you love bocce ball?
No, I haven't played.
He loves pickleball.
Yeah.
Like pop stroke putt putt.
Look, if you love golf and you are fully entrenched in the game and it's like that's your soul. If golf is your soul, you are a soul golfer. I think that's the definition. If golf is in your soul, you're a soul golfer.
But what if you're a dick? Can you be a soul golfer and be a dick?
You're a dick soul golfer. I don't know.
But what if golf is in your soul golfer? And you're just an asshole and nobody likes playing with you?
You're an ass soul golfer. An ass soul golfer.
Don't be an ass soul golfer. Just be a soul golfer.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. That works.
There you go, Joe. There's your next shirt. Be a soul golfer, yeah. Not an ass soul golfer.
Not an ass soul golfer. I like that. That I can get behind.
Yeah. I like that.
All right, so the team event is going on for the PGA Tour this weekend down in Louisiana. And so I just went through and saw some of the teams. I mean, nobody really talks much about this. I'd like to see this event get a little bit more notoriety and some more pizzazz to it. Every year I say I'm going to try and watch it. Don't have a whole lot going on this Thursday, so maybe I'll get up early and watch it.
Hey, quick little update. Lab Golf Putters just joined the chat. We need to get them on one of these days. Lab Golf.
Oh, wow. There it is. I had an update in my screen. Oh, yeah. Look at there. Steven Jackson. Maybe that was what it was. Steven Jackson got him in here.
Yeah. He's a firm believer of Lab.
They're fully funded by the Jackson tattoo parlors. It's, you know, when those companies call you, you see those ads. Oh, we're calling a guy right now who just bought 10 polos. Just want to say thank you. You know, it's like that's them. Call them up. Hey, how you doing, Steven? Haven't heard from you.
Man, big time right now. They are big time right now. I love it.
Tell you, he was rolling that new putter really well. He dropped a 40-foot banger for Eagle on Saturday. That was fun to see. All right, so
he says your boy has deep stock in Lab right now.
Deep.
Love it.
Oh, that's hilarious. So the team event, I just, because not going to go through the whole list, but some of the teams that you may be interested in watching. So Morikawa is playing with Kurt Kitayama, couple Vegas boys there. Harry Hall is playing with Scott Piercy, another Vegas connection. McIlroy is playing with Shane Lowry, which, has McIlroy ever played in this event? Do you know?
I don't know.
I've never remember seeing him in there. Let's see. We got Xander and Cantley. They're always playing together in this.
They're buds.
Besties.
Joe's favorite pairing, the Hoosian Garden group.
Oh, I love it.
The brothers are playing. Yeah. Fitzy and Fitzy, the brothers are playing.
I like that.
The
like
Cody
that.
Brothers or the Cootie brothers are playing as well. And then Thigala and Zalatoris is another pairing. So there's gonna be some good things to watch out of there. Maybe this break from, you know, grinding for Rory and playing with a buddy and playing in a team event gives him a little Ryder Cup flashbacks and gets him to go nuts. We'll see.
Yeah.
And Joe's out just like that.
He has a Dodger shirt on though. Did you see that?
I did see that.
Good for Joe.
In the room, I don't know if it's a Dodgers.
Oh, well, I saw the LA. Else.
Yeah. So did I. I don't even think Joe knows Dodgers are a baseball team.
You better.
I know you're going to be busy this weekend, looping out there in Texas. You're going to have some great info for us, though, coming back from Frisco.
PJ Frisco, yeah.
Because none of us have seen that place yet.
Yeah, so looking forward to that. Course looks amazing. The facility's awesome. So, yeah, I'm going to do a full recon mission over there for us.
Just got report in that Jeremy has a Cox outage in his area, so that's why he is no longer with us. So, and don't know what Joe's doing. So, don't know much about the golf course. Didn't really look much into it. I just thought those pairings were good. And
yeah, for sure.
It'll be a fun time to watch. So what's your schedule going to be like out there in Texas?
The day we get in, we're going straight to the course. We're going straight to the Airbnb, excuse me, to check in, and then we're going to go play 9 holes. The second day, we're supposed to go to the Callaway truck. Ooh. And get my buddy fitted for whatever he needs, and then we're going to play another 9 holes on Saturday, and then Sunday's tournament time. So the one unfortunate thing is that there's rain in the forecast Sunday and Monday. Mm. And lightning too, so we'll see if we even play. You know, when they have lightning in the area, they'll probably call it.
Gonna have to have Greenlee come out and meet up with you.
Is he out in Dallas?
Yeah, yeah.
Dallas, Frisco area. Oh, okay, cool. To be honest, I know Eric, but I've never met Eric. So, but yeah,
we'll have to remedy that.
Yeah, we could for sure.
He'll drink you under the table, that's for sure.
That's totally fine. I can't drink anymore, man. I'm like, if I have a couple beers, I'm good. But the minute I get into the whiskey and even have just like one or two, the next day I feel like absolute trash. So yeah, I can't. I got to back off a little bit. The whiskey anyway.
The whiskey.
Yeah, stick to beer. Beer's all right.
Yeah, I was just looking. I saw it the other day and I was like, oh, wow. Yeah, 479 days I'm at right now. No alcohol.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
that's good. That's long, really good.
That's a long time.
Will you do a pale ale at Bannon or no?
I doubt it.
The pale ales at Bannon are really good.
Well, the one at Sheep Ranch is absolute trash.
Yeah,
that,
it is.
That
not
beer
good.
Was nasty.
Not good. Yeah, it's not good.
But they have that new one. Can't remember what it was. What was the new one?
I can't remember.
So 400, how many days, Matt? 400 what?
479.
Nice. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Played with Colby on Sunday with Jeremy and Peeler.
Yeah, that's right.
Colby's on 5 years right now.
Yeah, it's impressive. Wow.
Yeah, congratulations to Colby on that. That's awesome.
That is amazing. It's been, I have absolutely no desire. That's the thing. I never really drank to get drunk. It was more of trying different flavors and different things. And hey, as a perk, you got a buzz. But it's just when they go down so smooth, and then man, next thing you know, you're just
That's
the thing. You have a hot day. You have a hot day. You're working outside or something, like I have to do sometimes. Nothing better than cracking a cold beer.
Oh man, and being out in the heat at Mountain Falls, and then coming in, cooling off, pounding some beers, and then that drive home, I was like, no, so glad I'm not drinking right now.
Drive's not too bad.
It's hell of a lot better than it used to be, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I feel like it takes me just as long to get from my house to Mountain Falls as it does from my house to Pipe.
You're close.
You're right there.
I mean you're 5 minutes from the canyon. If they could just fix the fucking lights on Blue Diamond. Good Lord.
Joe, have you had a chance to eat the Mexican restaurant there yet at the Mountain Spring Saloon?
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic. Yeah, I love it. It's great.
Didn't the Mountain Spring Saloon burn down?
Or maybe that's not the name of it, but there's that little historic... What's it
Matt
called?
Matt doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Oh, no, because anyway. It used to be a huge biker bar, and they had music, live music in there. And
yeah, but it's not the same. It's behind that. It's like a... It's almost like a quarter block behind that. It's the
I thought the Mountain Spring Saloon
it's
had burned
it's
down.
Fire.
Is it still there?
No, it's still there. Yeah.
Is it still, there? Still there? I know the sign is still there, but I didn't see the building when I
No, it's there.
Oh yeah. Next time pull in there, Matt, and go all the way to the back by where the pond is, and they got this little shack back there. It is fantastic food. Tacos, burritos.
Yeah, it's good shit. It's good shit.
We should have done that instead of going to Farm Basket.
Yeah, Farm Basket was very disappointing.
Ooh, Steven told me he wrote a letter to the owner.
Handwritten letter? Handwritten?
He wrote a letter.
Handwritten with a feather pen? Stamp?
The feather pen.
Licked the stamp and sent it on its way.
Dear owner.
To whom it may concern.
Your chicken sucks, sir.
Your bread is trash, man.
Your fries were soggy.
Your cranberry is not the same.
Your salsa was weak. And your lettuce was wilted.
Your salsa was el paso.
The claquitos were trash.
Face picante. That's what I meant to say. Damn it.
Okay.
I got Joe.
We're spinning. I think that'll do it for this week. We're an hour
Dear
five
Mr.
in.
Mr. Farm Basket.
Yeah.
I hope that was handwritten, Steve.
Your chicken sucks.
Mr. Basket.
Man, that was, I mean, I know we're running out of time, but man, like, as a born and raised Las Vegas, like, my dad used to take me there like 3 times a week.
It was so
the Farm Basket on Decatur in between Desert and Innspring Mountain. And it was like it's such a staple and nostalgic, and to what they've turned it into is so disappointing, man. Like, it's The cluckitos are not the same. It's like minced fucking chicken and the bread that the fucking clucker's on. It was trash. So disappointing. It was like I've wanted to eat there again because it reminds me of like being a kid with my dad, and it was not good. And so I feel you, Steve. Like I would definitely grab, I would go buy a feathered pen from Staples or wherever I have to, and I might be down to write a handwritten letter myself.
Staples,
because it just is not the same.
And I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Yes. Yeah, I'm just like, how can you carry on the tradition the way you are because you are not living up to it? So
yeah, I feel you. We're both sitting there looking at each other like,
this is too salty. We're like, this salsa is not the same. Like this cheese is not the same. Yeah, like, it's definitely not the same. Yeah, not it's sure. Not the same. And where's my orange roll?
Why isn't the cheese melted on my cluckito?
Yeah.
Right. Why isn't the cheese melted? What the hell's going on?
And why is this not paste picante? Because this salsa is not paste picante. And I want paste picante as much as a Mexican food snob I am. Like, that's what fits with the cluckitos. So yeah, we can go into this.
Just made forever, New York City.
Yeah.
It's just not the same. It's not the same.
So as much as we hyped it up, don't go there.
Yeah, don't waste your money. Don't waste your money. Go buy cigars.
Or go there and find out for yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
And like let us know how right we were. No,
you could do or just go spend all the money we're going to spend at Farm Basket and go to Smoke Cigar Lounge and buy a bunch of cigars.
Yes. Yeah.
And there's a Roberto's next to there too. So
well,
you can grab a bean and cheese really and a couple cigars.
Brad's got some really good food in Smoke as well.
Yeah. And there's a Roberto's next to it.
I had the burn-in sliders and they were so good. So good. All right. That'll do it for this week, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah. Joe was going to fly solo next week because I was going to be coming back from Miami. I might be with him. But I'm going to be here now. So we'll have Dan live from Texas. Mm-hmm. Joe and I will be here. Right. Jeremy is going to try and get some dial up because the high speed internet just isn't working for him. That's crazy. He upgrades to get the better internet and then it crashes on him. Good old Cox. Gotta love Cox.
Yeah.
All right, Joe, take us home.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. It's another episode of the Chasing Daylight podcast. Thanks for everybody for tuning in. Go rate, review wherever you listen to your podcast, Apple, Spotify, we're everywhere. So me and Matt might be checking off a course this Friday that we have not played. So looking forward to that. And then Dan's going to Texas. Can't wait to hear some of those stories. But until next week, we will catch you later. Make sure you get out there and chase them daylight. Later.